This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. So how did you fare this week? The biggest story of the week, this last week, the Powerball drawing.
I'm still here.
You're still here. I guess we all know how we fared this week. We're all still here. Isn't that crazy numbers?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Insane.
I guess there hadn't been a winner since sometime in November for the Powerball drawing. So the pot just kept climbing and climbing and climbing. After last Saturday's drawing, a week ago, they had said that it was going to be $450 million, which is, well, you know, a chunk of change.
Yeah, it's a good amount.
And then all of a sudden, early in the week, they said, oh, nope, $485. There have been so much activity, it's going to be $485. And then on drawing day, they said, oh, nope, $500.
Wow.
It's going to be $500 million. Well, at the end of that day, it went all the way up to $564.1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of all the activity.
Yeah.
So from the time of the last drawing until the next drawing, the jackpot went up $114.1 million.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
That's a lot of activity in the Powerball game.
In a week? Yeah. Well, not even a week.
No,
wow.
No, just from one drawing to the next,
days.
You're looking at, what, 4 or 5 days,
yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah, that's a lot of cash that moves on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were winners, and I'm sorry to tell you, you probably weren't one of them, and I'm sure you know that by now.
Yeah, if I did see that.
There were a lot of winners, but I can't, let's see, there were... Let's see, the notes from the Iowa Lottery here that says the official results show that Iowa Lottery players did win. They won more than 67,000 prizes in Wednesday's Powerball drawing. The giant jackpot ended up being even higher than the latest estimates heading into the drawing. The Iowa winners included 6 tickets that came within one number of having at least a share of the jackpot.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
Ouch.
You're just like, come on, last one.
They said that strong sales nationwide pushed Wednesday's jackpot to $564.1 million, that's the annuity, or if you took the cash option and you were the only winner, $381.1 million.
Wow.
Well, that's it. If I don't get all of it, I just don't want any of it then. That was the cash option. Well, that huge jackpot was split by 3 tickets. There were 3 tickets purchased with the winning numbers on it. One in North Carolina, one in Texas, and one in Puerto Rico. Oh. So 3 winning jackpot tickets. So unless you purchased your tickets in either Puerto Rico, Texas, or North Carolina.
Darn it.
Out of luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some of the numbers, though, that they showed from that jackpot, a total of, as we mentioned, over 67,000. 67,320 plays purchased by Iowa Lottery players won prizes that ranged anywhere from $4 up to $30,000. There were 4 tickets that matched 4 of the first 5 numbers and the Powerball, which wins a $10,000 prize. And those were purchased at Hy-Vee Gas in the Waukee, Hy-Vee Gas in Des Moines, a Casey's store in Cedar Rapids, another Casey's in Mount Vernon. And 2 of those tickets were purchased that matched 4 of the first 5 numbers and the Powerball, but they also had the power play option. So instead of 10 grand, the power play multiplier was 3. So when the option was added, their prize is 30 instead of 10. Those tickets were purchased at a Casey's store in Newton, and here's a great name. Another one was purchased at the Hubba Hubba in Waukon.
Well, I know Mike bought a few and went in with a group, so...
He didn't buy at the Hubba Hubba?
I don't think he bought at the Hubba Hubba.
Oh.
Probably not the Hy-Vee in Des Moines, but I don't know.
The next time I'm in Waukon, which, by the way, is way up in northeast Iowa.
Okay. I had no idea where it
was. As far northeast Iowa as you can go. I think I'm going to stop at the Hubba Hubba.
Yeah.
Just because it's a cool name. The winning numbers in Wednesday's jackpot, by the way, were 11, 13, 25, 39, 54, and then the Powerball was 19. And as I mentioned, the power play was 3. So the final jackpot went through the roof. The Powerball jackpot will go back to its starting amount of $40 million in an annuity, which is $22.8 million for the cash option for the drawing that's, well, now this weekend on Saturday. So if you win, I guess you just have to settle for a much smaller amount.
Oh, darn.
Darn. I don't know how I'll make ends meet.
Yeah.
They said that lottery players here in Iowa bought nearly $4.7 million in Powerball tickets for Wednesday's drawing, and that included about 3 million tickets just on Wednesday alone. During Wednesday's busiest stretch, which was about 5 to 6 p.m., in the evening, when people get off work. Powerball tickets were selling at more than $6,100 per minute in Iowa. However, the average Iowa Powerball purchase on Wednesday remained just $6, or three plays per ticket. Iowa lottery officials were pleased. They said that Iowans enjoyed playing at a fun level and didn't go overboard. Dropping $1,000 on tickets. You know, because people sometimes go in thinking they're increasing their odds if they buy more tickets. Well,
kind of increasing your odds overall.
Well, you know, the odds of winning the jackpot in Powerball are roughly 1 in 175.2 million. And that's because there are 175.2 million different number combinations, different ways that you could play. So by tracking sales, lottery officials can estimate how many of the possible combinations have been purchased for a particular drawing. And they said for this last Wednesday's drawing, now you'd think with all those tickets purchased and all the opportunity, all that money, that every number combination would be covered. And you'd be wrong. They said about 66% of all the possible number combinations were purchased for Wednesday's drawing. So that gives you an idea. You know, when you have these huge jackpots, you think, oh my gosh, everybody's playing. Yeah. Somebody's going to win. Oh, there'll be multiple winners. Well, there were multiple winners, but you could have had none again because not every number combination was covered. So you just don't know. So if you have if you buy a Powerball ticket, it's 1 in 175.2 million are the odds of winning. So if you buy two tickets, I guess that means you have two tickets. You don't get, it's not all of a sudden 2 in 175 million. I guess it's, you have 1 in 175.2 million chance to win twice.
Right. So, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, those are some of the numbers from the lottery.
Do you think those people pick their numbers or just random?
Well, I've always wondered about that. When I don't buy lottery tickets that often, but when I do, I just let the computer pick. I don't really care. You know, and I guess my logic for that always was is that if I had regular numbers that I was going to use, I would feel obligated to do it every single time without fail. Because you'd always be fearful that the one time you didn't, there are your numbers.
So you'd get the one automated and then the one of your own numbers.
If I just let the random pick thing happen, well, then I don't know if I missed picking last week whether or not those would have been my numbers come up. Because I don't know what my numbers would be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always would feel like, oh no. And plus to grab that pencil and fill in those little boxes. It's kind of like,
I just wonder how people even actually do that anymore.
Yeah, it almost feels like taking the ACT test over again. I don't want to do that. So, yeah. It's
filled in completely, nice neat circle.
Yeah, it would be my fault if I colored outside the lines and all of a sudden my ticket didn't work for some reason. It didn't validate. Oh, no.
And then you win. No.
So, anyway, I guess the bottom line is we didn't win.
No.
But there were three tickets out there that won. That means at least three lives are about to be destroyed.
Basically, yeah. Can you imagine getting that much money? Everybody that comes after you and,
You know, so many people, and there are so many stories out there of people whose lives were destroyed when won lotteries. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't understand how to deal with things. And, you know, but you get that in different facets of life. We see that all the time with athletes, professional athletes. And a lot of times these are kids that maybe come from nothing. Mm-hmm. And they were pampered all of their lives because they were exceptional athletes through high school and college and whatever else. And then all of a sudden they're dumped into the real world. And they're young guys, 18, 20 years old, and boom, here's several million dollars.
Right.
You have no idea what to do. You start spending it like crazy. Yeah. You have no clue. You have no plan. You put your trust in somebody who's just trying to steal your money.
Yeah.
You know, and we've seen that a lot, too, with some of these people. They're a little unscrupulous with some of these guys. They give them bad advice so they can pilfer all their money. Mm-hmm. And, there's so many stories out there. I mean, there are other stories, too, of people who make plans. You know, that's all they always suggest, not like most of us are ever going to use this advice, but if you would happen to win a lottery jackpot, that you don't come running right to lottery headquarters that next minute, that you go talk to an attorney, you talk to a tax advisor, a financial planner, something like that. Have a plan in mind. I mean, when they hand you that giant cartoon check, what are you going to do next? What do you do when they stop asking you questions and you walk out of the building? Then what? It's so easy to be taken advantage of and whatever else. So, but I guess the good side is we'll probably never find out what it's like. So
disappointing.
I know. We just keep reaching for the dream. It just never happens. Yeah. I guess we're just going to have to go out and make an honest buck. So maybe we should just get after that this morning instead. Let's talk a little bit about some activities coming up around the area.
All right. Well, the Exire Lions Club, they're having their Valentine's Day dinner at the Exire Lions Community Center on February 15th. from 11 to 1:30, and they'll be serving pork chop and smothered steak with mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetable roll, salad bar, dessert bar, and drink. It's only $10 for ages 13 and up, and then kids from 6 through 12 are $7, and kids under 5 are free. So it's the Xyra Lions Valentine's Dinner at the Xyra Lions Community Center, February 15th from 11 to 1:30. Over in Avondale, the Church of Rural Fontenelle, their soup luncheon is on February 15th from 11 to 1, and they will be serving oyster stew, chili, and a variety of other soups, and that's all for a free will offering. And that's the Avondale Church of Rural Fontenelle, their soup luncheon, February 15th from 11 to 1. Winter Movie Madness, it's held every Monday during February. It's from 3:30 to 5 at the Atlantic Public Library, and that's for kindergartners up, and you can't bring a drink. They just ask that it's in a closable container. Child care providers and any interested parents or grandparents, you're invited to an upcoming professional development opportunity in Atlantic, which is provided as a partnership between Cass County Extension and the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. It's a workshop called Don't Give Kids a Tummy Ache. It's on February 16th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. and that's held at the Y in Atlantic. You can learn how to tell if tummy aches are caused by the flu or a foodborne illness. They'll discuss how food becomes unsafe and how to protect the children from foodborne illnesses. Find answers while learning the basics of preventing foodborne illnesses as you play Fight BAC Bingo. And then the workshop will offer 2 hours of licensee credit and credit for CACFP and be taught by Barb Fuller, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Nutrition and Wellness. And they do ask that you pre-register for that by calling the Extension office. It's just $10 registration fee. If you'd like more information, you can call the Extension or visit the website. So it's a child care provider, and it's for parents and grandparents for a workshop, Don't Give Kids a Tummy Ache, February 16th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the YMCA in Atlantic. Also, as a polar bear day camp, it's on February 13th at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. The polar bear camp is for children in kindergarten through second grade, and it has sessions from 9 to noon or from 1 to 4 on February 16th with a session from 9 to noon. Activities include polar bear crafts. You can learn about the life of a polar bear, experience an outdoor adventure by going on a winter hike, and then coloring in the snow. They'll participate in games and activities about polar bears and other Arctic animals, and a snack will be provided. They do ask that the parents please remember to dress your children to go outdoors for the hike, and you can call the Cass County Extension office to register. It's 243-1132, and that polar day camp is on February 13th from 9 to noon or on Monday, February 16th from 1 to 4. The EHK Optimist Soup Supper is coming up February 21st at the Elkhorn Town Hall. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. They'll have that for a free will offering. And then the proceeds from that will go to the Xyra EHK Senior Scholarships and Youth Programs and supporting funds from Shelby County Thrivent. EHK Optimist Soup Supper, February 21st at the Elkhorn Town Hall from 5 to 7 p.m. Over in Persia, it's the Persia Fire Department Annual Breakfast Buffet, February 22nd from 7:30 to 11 a.m. That's held at the Pick Hall in Persia. They'll have a variety of breakfast foods and beverages, $9 for adults, $3 for kids 2 through 10, and kids under 2 are free. And proceeds from that go to the Persia Fire and Rescue Equipment Fund. And again, that's the Persia Fire Department's Annual Breakfast Buffet, February 22nd from 7:30 to 11 a.m. at the Pick Hall in Persia. Over in Lyman at St. John's UCC Youth Group, their soup supper, February 22nd from 5 to 7 at St. John's United Church of Christ, just a mile south of Lyman. And they'll be serving chili, vegetable beef, and potato soup along with bread, desserts, and a drink, and that's all for a free will offering. Again, that's St. John's UCC Youth Group Soup Supper, February 22nd from 5 to 7, and that's at St. John's United Church of Christ, which is located just 1 mile south of Lyman. In Xyra, it's the Xyra Mason's annual George Washington Birthday Breakfast Fundraiser. It's on February 22nd, and that is from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Brayton Town Hall, and they'll be serving biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast, and eggs. It's all you can eat for a free will donation, and this is sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge No. 342. Again, it's the Xyra Mason's annual George Washington Birthday Breakfast Fundraiser, February 22nd from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's held at the Brayton Town Hall. Red Cross Blood Drive is coming up in Atlantic on February 26th from 8:30 to 2:30, and that will be held at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Also on February 26th is the Atlantic Zion Lutheran Men's Club's Pancake Supper. Again, that's February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's for a free will offering. The 25th Annual Audubon Lions Club Toy Show, that is coming up on Saturday, February 28th. It's at the Agri Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds, and their doors are open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is only $3 for adults, and children 8 and under are free. Door prizes and lunch will be available. If you have any questions, you can call Laverne Deist at 563-2026. It's the 25th Annual Audubon Lions Club Toy Show, February 28th, and that's at the Agri Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds.
Excellent. Yeah. Lots of stuff happening around the area. Tell you what, let's take a quick break, and then we'll have a few more things to tell you about here around the area, and some more fun stuff for you as well, right after this.
Medical imaging is a powerful tool that provides you and your physician with a complete, accurate, and often early diagnosis. Hi, this is Barb Lytle, Director of Radiology at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. When physicians refer their patients to us, we focus on providing an experience that is safe, secure, and comfortable for each and every patient. Our radiology staff is highly skilled in virtually every imaging area, and we strive to provide the highest quality imaging services by friendly, caring people. You can be sure that whatever imaging service you are seeking, you will be treated by an outstanding team of medical professionals and technologists. We understand how important high-quality imaging is to your health, which is why we offer the most technologically advanced imaging resources like digital radiography and mammography, CT scans, bone density, ultrasound, nuclear medicine, and MRI scans. Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic, providing excellence in quality health care close to home.
Okay, a few more things going on around the area yet, too. This weekend on Sunday, February 15th, Defiance Fire and Rescue's annual Chicken Supper is going to be held from 4 to 7 p.m., and that will be at St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. Carryouts will be available as they feature Staley's Broasted Chicken and our own homemade dressing, it says. Sounds like a good, hearty meal. Mm-hmm. That's the Defiance Fire and Rescue annual Chicken Supper this Sunday, February 15th, 4 to 7 p.m. at St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. The proceeds will help pay for new fire equipment for the department. Also, there's a rally for Roger that's planned. It's for Roger Rhodes. On Monday, February 23rd, Roger recently underwent a bone marrow transplant. That event will be held at the Griswold High School cafeteria from 5 to 8 p.m. The menu will include chili and chicken noodle soup, relish tray, desserts, and a drink. Free will donation event will be held. And if you have any questions, you can call 712-789-0155. That's an event for Roger Rhodes, fundraising event at the Griswold High School cafeteria on Monday, February 23rd. And that's basically a soup supper, chili and chicken noodle soup and the fixins, 5 to 8 p.m. the time on that. Also, coming up not too far down the road, I guess I wasn't really intending a pun there, but the Anita 4th Annual Redneck Burr Tractor Ride, talking about down the road. That'll be held on Saturday, February 21st. They're going to start 8 to 9 in the morning. You'll be showing up at the Anita Airport and signing in. There'll be coffee and rolls. They'll leave the airport at 9 and make a stop at Herb and Sherry Waddell's to see Herb's collection of vintage Sinclair signs and some other stuff. Then they'll hit the streets of Anita and they'll visit the Anita Public Library, where they'll be provided with coffee and rolls. And then after visiting the library, they'll head over to the Anita Fire Station and tour that area. The lunch and program will be held at the M&I Weathervane Cafe starting at 11:30, and anybody from around the area is welcome to come in and join them for that. After lunch, weather permitting, they're going to head out to west of town to the Cow Palace, and then they'll head back to town and out to Lake Anita State Park for a tour of the campgrounds and some other activities. And about 3 o'clock, they'll be back at the airport so everybody can load up and head on home. Now, they like to have fun with that, so if the weather's decent, if there's problems with the weather, like snow and stuff, then they'll let us know, and we'll let you folks know then, too. But otherwise, they're hoping that folks will just have a good time with it. It's kind of a red-green theme. So duct tape?
Yeah.
Not optional. It's almost required.
It's a must, a given.
That's right. Let's see. Also coming up, Lent begins this next week. The Lenten season already. Ash Wednesday's coming up on Wednesday, February 18th. And you know what that must mean?
Fish fries.
The Knights of Columbus Fish Fry at St. John's Catholic Church Hall in Adair will start on Friday, February 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. They'll take your free will offering, and carryouts will be available. Everyone's invited to attend. I know a lot of the Catholic fish fries, it's not just Catholics that show up. It's a lot of folks who enjoy some good food. Those will be coming up very soon. Also, there's a dinner theater. The Country Players are presenting a comedy called Pistols and Posies by Christy Fredrickson. That's going to be Friday, March 6th and Saturday, March 7th. Doors opening at 6 o'clock each night. Now, tickets are on sale now for $20. You can contact Sharon Winterbor to get your tickets. Her number is 563-2541. That's 563-2541. You can also go online, go to Facebook.com, and just search Audubon Country Players, and you can find out more about that and get those things taken care of. Also, the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital's Community Health Fair is continuing. They're going to have blood draws from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. coming up this next Tuesday, February 17th, at their outpatient clinic in Red Oak. Also on Thursday, February 19th, at the Emerson Community Building. And then next week, they'll have a couple of more the week after, two on the 24th in Essex and the 26th in Malvern. So if you're interested in those activities, make sure you put them on your calendar. Also, there's a community impact fundraising event coming up on the 24th. That'll be Tuesday, February 24th, and this is a Wags for Mags benefit. And this will be at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. Pizza Ranch will be donating 10% of your guest check to the Wags for Mags effort. So if you can help those folks out from 5 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, February 24th, look for more about that as we get a little bit closer. Also, the Wallace Foundation is having its 24th annual meeting coming up on Thursday, March 5th, and that'll be at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. They'll start at 9:45 in the morning with Matthew Helmers, an ISU agriculture and biosystems engineer, speaking about prairie strips and how they can reduce nutrient loss. And David Swenson, ISU economist, will present an overview of Iowa's overall rural and ag economies. There'll be a complimentary lunch, and then the annual business meeting will be held there as well. So make your plans now for the 24th annual Wallace Foundation meeting. Now, the Armstrong Research Farm is located about 12 miles southwest of Atlantic on Highway 6, then a half mile south on 525th Street, and a half mile east on Hitchcock Avenue, or 13 miles east of Oakland on Highway 6, a half mile south on 525th, and a half mile east on Hitchcock Avenue. Quite frankly, if you just head on Highway 6 over near the Lewis area, look for the signs.
Yeah.
That'll direct you right to it, and you can find out more. Or you can check them out online, too, at www.wallacefdn.org. That's Wallace, WALLACEFDN.org, and they'll be able to get you more information there as well. That's about all I have here for events and activities coming up. Should we transition to the birthdays?
Okay. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Zita Bruck of Harlan. She's celebrating her 85th birthday with an open house on Sunday, February 15th from 2 to 5. That's at the Concerned in Harlan. And her family is hosting a celebration. If you can't make it, like to send her a card, you can send that to her at 500 North 12th Street, number 3D, Harlan, Iowa 51537. Zita has 20 grandchildren, 5 step-grandchildren, 27 great-grandchildren, and 2 step-great-grandchildren. And she'll mark her 85th birthday actually on February 17th. They're celebrating her 85th birthday on Sunday, February 15th from 2 to 5 at Concerned in Harlan. Again, you can send her a card at 500 North 12th Street, number 3D, Harlan 51537. So happy 85th birthday to Zita Bruck of Harlan. Sally Hubbard is celebrating her 90th birthday with a card shower on February 23rd. You can send her a card to the Presbyterian Home at 1203 East Washington Street in Washington, Iowa, 52353. Again, happy 90th birthday to Sally Hubbard, celebrating her 90th birthday on February 23rd. And you can send her a card to the Presbyterian Home, 1203 East Washington Street in Washington, Iowa, 52353. Also, happy 90th birthday to Bob Evans. His family is planning a card shower in his honor, which is on February 24th, and you can send him a card at 11698 520th Street in Elliott, Iowa, 51532. Again, happy 90th birthday to Bob Evans, celebrating his birthday on February 24th, and his family is planning a card shower in his honor, so send him a birthday card to 11698 520th Street in Elliott, Iowa, 51532. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Cheryl Hansen, celebrating her birthday on February 21st. And over at the Exira Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Dallas Munch, celebrating her birthday on February 19th.
Very good. I have one anniversary here to share. It's this weekend, and it's a big one. 68th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So, yeah, the good 68th wedding anniversary wishes going out this February 15th to Robert and Aletha Buck of Shelby. So, yeah, congratulations to those folks. Their family is requesting a card shower in their honor. So if you'd like to send them a card, Robert and Aletha Buck can be reached by sending that card to 700 West Street in Shelby, Iowa, 51570. Again, that's 700 West Street, Shelby, Iowa, 51570. Congratulations to those folks. They were married on February 15th of 1947. 68th wedding anniversary. Yeah, congratulations to those folks. We actually have a picture of them. There's no way those people are that old. No way. I don't have any birthdays, any... You know, new children to tell you about.
No.
You don't have any
no
there
new births.
No? Should throw out a note here again, too, that there's still time to sign up for our Branson Getaway trip. As we said, your entry fee, well, it's not an entry fee, but your price, your cost for that, $425 per person double occupancy gets you 3 nights lodging, 8 meals, 5 shows, 2 attractions, bus transportation, and you get to spend time with great people.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you win? How do you not win with that? We've got the Mickey Gilley Show, the Good Old Boys Show, the Marty Robbins Tribute Show, Liverpool Legends, and Elvis Live Tribute Show. So in addition to some good country music, we're also going to enjoy a little bit of Blast from the Past, a little Beatles tribute, mm-hmm. and a little Elvis tribute. We're going to ride the ducks, hit the Butterfly Palace and Rainforest Adventure. We got the Uptown Cafe, the College of the Ozarks Keter Center, Grand Country Buffet, McFarland's, and the Black Oak Grill lined up to feed us. It's a pretty good deal.
Yep.
$525 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay 3 to a room, it's $390. It's a pretty good deal.
Yep.
$525 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay 3 to a room, it's $390. It's a pretty good deal.
Yep.
$525 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay 3 to a room, it's $390. Pretty good deal.
Yep. $525
per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay 3 to a room, it's a pretty good deal.
Yep. $525
per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay 3 to a room, it's $390 per person. 4 to a room is $370 per person. And if you'd like to stay as a single, it's a pretty good deal.
Yep. $525
per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay 3 to a room, it's $390 per person. 4 to a room is $370 per person. And if you'd like to stay as a single, it's $525 if you'd like the room all to yourself. Now, the deadline to register is March 31st, so you do have some time left. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that we're about halfway to the max capacity
yeah.
that we can hold, and we're over halfway to where we've typically been for the number of people that we've taken in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So turnout, interest has been pretty good
yeah.
in the early stages so far this
people
year.
People are signing up quick.
Well, we've got a great lineup of shows and stuff, but also on top of that, the price, we've been able to work hard to reduce the price this
yeah.
year. Last year, the double occupancy rate was $500, so we've knocked
$75
right. off of that right off the top. So, yeah, it's a good deal. Camden Hotel and Conference Center, they got breakfast for us every morning, cookies, ice cream, and cobbler each night. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Hope you get a chance to go with us. And also, I wanted to throw this out here, too, before we run out of time this day. The Iowa Beef Industry Council is accepting nominations for Iowa's Best Burger
Ooh,
Contest.
That time again, huh?
We all love burgers,
yeah.
right? And everybody has their own way of doing them. There's kind of the simple stuff, you know, bun,
mm-hmm.
ground beef,
cheese,
ketchup,
yeah.
mustard, cheese, you know, the basics, onions, pickles, you know. Or you could just really jazz it up. Some people really go crazy with their burgers. Well, this year, this is the sixth year that the, and I actually slighted, it's the Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. So they're both teaming up to do this. But, yeah, they're nominating burgers right now. So they're looking for the best burger that's served in an Iowa restaurant. Okay? It needs to be 100% beef. Although burgers are often standard fare, we know from experience the winners of the contest serve outstanding burgers, they say. So in order to recognize those burgers, they're asking Iowa consumers to nominate their favorite burger for the award, and those nominations can be made by mail, text, or online. Now, there are details about the contest rules and nominations forms on the Iowa Beef Industry Council's website, and you can also find plenty of stuff online in different places there, too. But the nomination period ends March 10th. That's coming up pretty quick. They'll have a top 10 list announced in mid-March. Finalists get a certificate, and then they're eligible for the secret taste test of the contest judges. And the 2015 Best Burger will be announced May 4th to kick off May Beef Month. Last year, they had over 9,600 nominations for 456 restaurants. And the final winners last year were the Brick City Grill in Ames. So, yeah, good stuff out there.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for you this weekend. Hope you enjoy your burger. Hope you enjoy your sweetheart this weekend,
well,
too.
Yeah.
Make sure you do that. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley. Pretty good deal.
Yep.
$525 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay three to a room, it's $390 per person. Four to a room is $370 per person. And if you'd like to stay as a single, it's $525 if you'd like the room all to yourself. Now, the deadline to register is March 31st, so you do have some time left. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that we're about halfway to the max capacity. Pretty good deal.
Yep.
$525 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay three to a room, it's $390 per person. Four to a room is $370 per person. And if you'd like to stay as a single, it's $525 if you'd like the room all to yourself. Now, the deadline to register is March 31st, so you do have some time left. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that we're about halfway to the max capacity. Pretty good deal.
Yep.
$525 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay three to a room, it's $390 per person. Four to a room is $370 per person. And if you'd like to stay as a single, it's $525 if you'd like the room all to yourself. Now, the deadline to register is March 31st, so you do have some time left. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that we're about halfway to the max capacity. Pretty good deal.
Yep.
$525 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay three to a room, it's $390 per person. Pretty good deal.
Yep.
$525 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay three to a room, it's $390. It's a pretty good deal.
Yep.
$525 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay three to a room, it's $390.